Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Joe Biden today signs 10 executive actions aimed at getting the coronavirus pandemic in this country under control. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports Biden will officially unveil a national strategy for responding to this pandemic.
President Biden will focus on attempting to ramp up testing and vaccinations so that schools and other establishments can quickly reopen. To achieve this goal, Biden will direct agencies to get the necessary protective equipment and supplies through all available legal authorities. Tim Manning, the new White House COVID-19 supply coordinator, said the Biden administration will make more use of the Defense Production Act to meet shortfalls. This law allows the government to direct the production and distribution of materials deemed essential to national defense. Biden will also set up a pandemic testing board to direct the government's efforts to expand testing capacity. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
Again, Biden's goal is 100 million shots in the next 100 days. National strategy beginning with 10 executive orders today that include expanded testing and mandated mask use during travel now. Yesterday, Biden ordered the use of masks on federal property. Now in control of Congress, the top of the Democrats' agenda also includes the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House impeachment managers are ready to deliver the article of impeachment to the Senate.
I'll be talking with the managers as to when the Senate will be ready for the trial of the then President of the United States for his role in instigating an insurrection on the House, on the Capitol of the United States, on our democracy.
The Trump-fueled riots on January 6th led to several deaths, including that of a U.S. Capitol Police officer. The FBI continues to make arrests. 1 year ago today, counting for the 2020 U.S. Census officially started in remote Alaska. But as NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports, the pandemic has forced the Census Bureau to delay in releasing results from the national headcount for the first time in decades.
It will likely be at the earliest March 6 when new state population counts from the 2020 census are released. That's because COVID-19 delayed the start of the Census Bureau's quality checks for making sure no person living in the U.S. is counted more than once or in the wrong place. Those counts will determine each state's share of congressional seats and electoral college votes for the next 10 years. The Bureau is just over 3 months into what is usually a five-month process for reviewing the information gathered when counting for the census. Last January, that counting started in the fishing village of Tuksuk Bay along Alaska's southwestern coast. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
The Dow is down 25 points at last glance. This is NPR News. The Iraqi capital is responding to its first major suicide bombing in 3 years. Two men detonated explosives in the middle of a crowded market in Baghdad today. NPR's Alice Fordham reports at least 32 people were killed, more than 100 others wounded.
The bomb hit the downtown Tehran Square Market at mid-morning on a bustling weekday. Footage from the scene shows people fleeing through an area crowded with fruit sellers and clothes stalls. For years, this kind of attack was a frequent horror in Baghdad. But since ISIS has been largely defeated, indiscriminate bombings have become much less common. However, incidents like this show that militants are still active in Iraq, and it is not totally isolated. Earlier this week, a group believed to be affiliated with ISIS burst into a power station in northern Iraq, detained the employees and detonated a large bomb, blowing up the plant. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.
Rescuers in China are spending another day trying to reach miners who've been trapped underground for nearly 2 weeks following an explosion. They say they might not get through for at least 15 more days. Rescuers are digging through massive piles of debris. State media reported hours ago that one worker had died from injuries sustained in the blast. Some of the 21 remaining miners are known to be alive, but the status of the others are reportedly still unknown. A brief moment of panic for people across Cyprus today. A magnitude 4.9 earthquake struck its epicenter in southeastern Cyprus. No reports of injuries or damage. It was powerful enough, though, to be felt in neighboring Lebanon, Israel, Syria, and Turkey. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.